Opening arguments in the corruption trial of New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez began in federal court in Newark today. Prosecutors accused the Democrat of handing out political favors to maintain his lavish lifestyle. The defense team fought back, saying nothing improper took place. WHYY's Joe Hernandez was in court today and joins me now live on the line. Joe, first up, a review of the charges.
Right, so it's about a dozen charges per defendant. And the two defendants are New Jersey's senior U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat, and his friend, Florida eye doctor Salomon Melgen. They're facing bribery, conspiracy, and fraud charges, and what prosecutors say is kind of a long-standing bribery scheme between the two men.
And so what were the highlights of the prosecutor's opening arguments today?
Well, the prosecutor said this is kind of a clear-cut case of bribery. Prosecutor Peter Kosky, who gave the opening, he said these two men met 25 years ago when one man had wealth and the other had power, and that their relationship, it may have started as kind of a political connection, but it evolved into a personal bond, and it also evolved into kind of this arrangement where Menendez would do political favors for Melgen, and in return, Melgen would give Menendez gifts. He would give him free flights on his private jet. He would give him trips and things like that, and also make political contributions that benefited Menendez. Prosecutor Peter Kosky also acknowledged, though, in a way, that there's no smoking gun in this case. He said that these two men weren't foolish enough to kind of memorialize in writing their bribery arrangement. Nobody emailed the other saying, hey, do this and I'll send you some money. But he did ask the jurors to pay close attention to the timing in this case, because he wants them to see that when Menendez does something, Melgen gives him something in return, and vice versa. He also noted that Menendez didn't list a lot of these gifts from Melgen on his disclosure forms for years.
Of course, Menendez has proclaimed his innocence throughout the course of the investigation, and now, while on trial, how did his lawyers beat back those charges?
Well, they said that you can cut through all of these documents, all this evidence, all of this kind of hoopla around the trial with one word, and that is friendship. That these two guys have known each other for 25 years, first in politics, then later as close friends, and that's really what's going on here, that friends give each other gifts, friends hang out with each other and fly each other around if you're fortunate enough to have a private jet. Prosecutors wrote the indictment, in it, the time period covered is 2006 to 2013. And one of the things that the defense team is saying is that that doesn't really capture the totality of their friendship, that there were gifts given between these two guys before 2006, and they're not being accused of bribing each other back then. And so they're saying that the prosecution is kind of framing this in a way to fit their narrative that something unseemly is going on. The defense team also said that Menendez and Melgen became so close that their families would also travel together. They would attend weddings and funerals and birthdays and spend holidays together. And that if you talk to people in their circle, that they refer to each other as brothers. That's how close they are. One of the defense attorneys, Abby Lowell, who gave the opening statement, said that it's notable that, he predicted, I should say, that the prosecution wouldn't offer a single scrap of evidence that there was this corrupt agreement. He said not an email, not a text, not a call, not a letter. And so that should kind of put some doubt into the jury's mind about whether there was bribery going on. But even beyond that, he said that the actions that Menendez took, they were proper. He thought that they were right, the things that he did on behalf of Melgen and otherwise, and that actually it's Congress's job to bring issues to the executive branch, which is what he did. What he had the power to do, which was write a bill maybe that would benefit Melgen, he didn't do.
The trial resumes tomorrow. What do you anticipate will happen then?
Well, Melgen's attorney began to give his opening today. He'll finish that up tomorrow, and then the prosecution begins its case. It's unclear how they'll proceed at the outset. They have a couple different avenues that they want to go down, that Menendez helped Melgen settle a Medicare billing dispute. Menendez helped Melgen secure visas for his girlfriends, and Menendez also helped Melgen with a port contract. But they did give a bit of a hint about where they would be going. I mean, they said that we'd hear from some of the pilots who flew Melgen's private jets about how often and Menendez was on these flights and the nature of those flights. But I think what they're going to try to do is show that the favors from Menendez kind of coincided with these gifts from Melgen, that they weren't just coincidence that Melgen would give a political contribution after Menendez helped him sort something out with the government, and that should prove that bribery was going on.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Dave.
WHYY's Joe Hernandez on Newsworks Tonight.